Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And we say happy Friday morning. Damn, I love Fridays. Fridays almost feel like, I almost like Fridays better than like a Sunday. Almost. As we say good morning to everybody, I hope you had your coffee and you're ready to rock and roll. You know, Bo got me going yesterday. You know, Bo was the nice enough, Kim Bo Camper, a good friend of mine, was nice enough to come in yesterday. And we're laughing about donuts. And I got to tell you, man, I could eat donuts every day. You know, there are certain things you just go, if you have a sweet tooth, you know, some of you, you know, even the ones out there that have great discipline. But if there's one thing that I could, and I joke about carrot cake, and I do like it, but I wouldn't want it every day. But I truly, like, anytime I go to Dunkin' Donut in the morning, and that smell hits you right up through the drive-thru window. Just, it's there. Bam! And I can see where they go, Mr. Rose, here's your coffee. Would you like a donut? It's, yeah, you know, you're like, yeah, I could eat a glazed donut or a chocolate donut. I could do it every day. I think I could. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff. Let's start with a big congratulations to Tyler Hero, man. What a nice story. Yeah, going to be a reserve for the East for the NBA All-Star Game in this new format that they're going to have. They're hitting a road, as Woody just said. They'll be in San Antonio tomorrow. 9 out of 10 on the road, by the way. They are going to be long gone when Jimmy Butler's deal. And as Woody says, we're about ready to wipe this month out. And then we'll find out this week and before Thursday afternoon. I don't ever want to say 100% he's gone, but Jimmy Butler probably good chance will be playing for somebody else. There's no question. I know Jimmy is not going to ever come out when he gets some new and said, hey, I could have handled things better or anything like that, because he and his agent, his doofus agent, and the rest of them have, he hadn't looked really good in this. And I'm not saying everybody should stand up and cheer for Pat Riley and the Heat, but it's not like somebody did a great piece on social media of Jimmy's run-ins with every team over money, didn't like the head coach, didn't like the players he was playing. He's a real high maintenance diva who, by the way, is not Michael Jordan, is not LeBron James, and has carried on pretty good. Listen, he's been the lead dog here. He has been playoff Jimmy which obviously is the ultimate compliment because it is about the playoffs and all those things. And he has done some great things. And I tell you what, Woody's a great balancing act for me because he goes too far on Jimmy. But he does like to remind me what Jimmy's done here. And if you ever get Jimmy one-on-one, he's not a bad guy and stuff. But you know what? When a guy wants out and he's making the amount of money he's making, and honestly, I feel like this with Tyreek Hill a little bit too. Although he hasn't come out and he'll be back, and everybody's told me from the organization, don't worry about it, he's going to be back and he's fine. He just yaps sometimes. He's just, it's a little bark. It's not the bite that you see with the Heat and Jimmy Butler. But the last thing I want to see or hear is guys wanting out when they're making that kind of money. When you're one of the highest paid receivers with guaranteed money for the next 2 years, lots of it, game-changing, life-changing money, or Jimmy Butler, almost $50 million this year, almost. I know he's going to lose some money here. And to see this act, and again, I just believe you could play for your guys. You still got that check. You're playing a great game. You're not playing in Sacramento. You're not playing in some of the other places where guys just can't wait to get out of. You're in Miami. You are. You're one of the greatest cities every young person that has money wants to live in. And you're whining and bitching. I do think it's mostly about the money. But there is some petty stuff in there that I think he's bothered a little bit. People have insinuated this more recently, that some of it has to do with Bam being called the leader by Pat. You're going, it's your team. You're the Olympic guy. You're the guy that's considered to be one of the best players, best two-way players. And Tyler Hero taking a bigger offensive role. I think some of that stuff did. He saw the writing on the wall. And every guy handles it differently. Every guy, as he gets older, look at, he's not in his mid-20s. He's in his mid-30s. And things change, and I don't think he's handled it well. I don't think he has the guts to come out and tell the total truth about this besides whatever Pat has said to him, but it's mostly about the money. I mean, it's mostly about the extension. And he's got to understand this, and I don't think he really gives a crap about any of us fans of his. It's about my money, and if you're going to boo me or anything else, I don't really care. Because the average fan is going, man, are you kidding me? $48 million? My whole family together for three generations won't make $48 million together. And you're making this ridiculous money.
So, do you believe he cares about his legacy? Everyone says he doesn't care.
I don't think he does.
I think...
Why would he? See moment, what he's done everywhere. I know. Everywhere he's been, Woody. Stop this.
Like, don't you think 5 years or so when he's 40 and retires and he looks back?
I don't think he cares. Let me tell you, did he care? He made it clear, I don't want to go to the All-Star game anyway. I mean, just everything that is part of the NBA that the
great... He does not play the game, no.
So
the PR game,
why
he does not
would
play
you?
Well.
You know, he's been in some pretty good NBA cities. And you know what?
In some very good NBA cities, yeah.
And he is, he's crapped the bed on it, man. And he's done some outrageous things. So we just thought the fact that it was the Heat culture and Pat Riley and he likes the way Pat Riley, and we go, wow, he's finally got somebody he respects, because one of his big issues has always been the coach he has. The coach is a dumbass and doesn't know what he's doing, because Jimmy's also the smartest guy on how the game should be played. And it's put a lot of coaches in bad situations. And he got here, and Spo is known as the best NBA coach, or one of the two or three best NBA coaches. You know, we don't have an actual stat for it. And Pat Riley's got one of the greatest resumes in the history of the NBA at everything. Coaching, front office, combination. He's been as good as anybody. So he comes in, part of the Laker thing, the dynasty. He was a part of that. He's had great players. So there's a respect factor. And so everybody thought, wow, this will it. He's happy. And here we go again. He almost, not to the what he did in Minnesota and some of the other places, but he's petty. And you hear his little comments. He's petty about things he says. He brings up, he did the employee thing the other day with this guy makes coffee, and he patted him. He goes, man, you're doing a great job. And the guy goes, wow. And he goes, yeah, this is what you're supposed to treat your employees, supposed to be positive with them. And I'm thinking, you fraud. How positive have you been with everybody you've worked with? You're sitting here getting on, and it wasn't a Spo thing. I don't think it was a Spo thing. I think it was a direct shot at Pat Riley. Anyway, we go on and on about it, but I don't want to waste this Friday on a guy who doesn't want to be here in South Florida. I really don't, because we got a lot of other stuff to get to here. Man, yesterday, Woody called me and goes, wow, this has been quite a day. Should we start with Justin Tucker? Is he trying to take the same route as Deshaun Watson a little bit here, but less?
No, those are small numbers compared to Deshaun.
That's true. But I got to tell you, they got into specific stuff that I'm not going to share with you. Because always, by the way, I will never go to another massage therapist.
You're out? So you just don't want to get accused?
No, my back. And I always thought everybody got naked in there. I just thought, I can't speak for every man or woman that goes for a massage, you know, at Envy or any of the, there's a zillion places mm-hmm. out there. And I just yesterday, I was like, you know, first of all, I go in there and they ask you what kind you want, how deep. Mm-hmm. And I always say, I want the deep massage, like basically beat me up. I may go, ooh, or something, because I want to hurt, because I think it loosens my body up. Everybody's different, you know?
So no. Just tell them, you know, send the biggest guy you have in. You know, biggest male. Oh, no,
there's some small women that are powerful, because they'll get up, put their friggin' knees on you and their elbows, and they'll drill you, and it's fine. But Woody, like, so now this guy, Justin Tucker, who, by the way, for a guy they call the GOAT, was not a GOAT this year, 22 of 30, missed 8 field goals.
Maybe it's something going on in his personal life,
well,
huh?
Exactly, you know. Maybe he knew this was coming. And maybe he's thinking about what the hell are going to say about me. So they're claiming 6 massage therapists have accused him of inappropriate behavior. And two massage places have said, you're not welcome back here. Can you imagine telling a guy that's the greatest, one of the greatest kickers of all time? And he's, of course, comes out and says, this is ridiculous, and I'm going to prove it, and all this stuff. And then they got into, and I was like, I saw the last part, and I felt like I was reading about Deshaun Watson. Do you see some of the stuff? It always goes back to touching the package. The package has always got to get involved in there, man. So that... good luck, Justin, because, you know, he can fight this, but...
Well, the damage is done.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing because it's not me is what I'm laughing about if he is.
Goes back to my theory, though, with Deshaun. It's like you stop doing the thing that you've been doing all this time, and you know, your game falls off a cliff. That guy's game fell off, man. It's a Tiger Woods theory, right?
I got to tell you, I
might be onto something. Is that what you're saying?
Well, listen, this guy has been
lights Tiger
out.
Had to stop doing what he was doing, right? And his game fell off a cliff. Same thing happened to Sean.
I don't know.
Same thing happened with Justin Tucker.
But I will tell you, if Justin Tucker is going to work every Sunday, and he knows this is about ready to break any day, that might mess you up a little bit.
I would think.
Because it's pretty serious stuff. This is stuff
that's bad.
He's going, wow, this is. And of course, he's not going to come out and say, man, I did. I was going through something at home, and I did.
These stories are shocking, though, aren't they?
It's just if somebody.
Like a guy that makes that kind of money in that position would need to do that.
Right. So I don't know. Hey, listen.
It's very bizarre.
He's just being accused of it right now. Nobody, you know, I don't know if they're going to be able to prove anything, but like you said.
Either way, it's not a good look.
No, and he's already, for a lot of people, they're going to set him as guilty, especially when it's more than one person, you know. It's one thing if it's one person or two. But when women start going to the boss and going, I'm not, you ought to see what this guy did today, man. Offered me some extra money and friggin' did some nasty stuff. I mean, that stuff is.
Did he have the worst day yesterday, though? I don't know.
No, well, the other one is, this is a weird one. This is your baby, because you hit me with this, the betting pattern going back to 2023 of Heat guard Terry Rozier. And by the way, the team came out and said he hasn't been charged or accused of wrongdoing. And then I'm going, well, why didn't this just go away? Why is this even being brought up again if it's over? I don't understand. It had to do with a game where Rozier had 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. And the prop bet was for points, rebounds, and assists was 32.5 points. Tell me how I'm doing so far, Woody. So anyway, he takes himself out of the game, or he's taken out of the game, never comes back. And so people lost money. He was a good player in Charlotte. And by the way, has not had a good year either. Another guy that's, you know, kind of lost in everything. We're talking about congratulations to Tyler Hero, and we're talking about, you know, guys playing well and the Jimmy Butler thing. Terry Rozier has not been very good. Now coming off the bench as they're trying to figure this out. Remember, he was the piece they said, well, we got our piece the year before.
Yeah, and he probably could have been, but his game hasn't been there. So, but I really hope this one's not true, man.
Well, what happened? Like they said, they checked on it. They have nothing. And by the way, even the investigation.
The NBA did, yeah.
The investigation, he has not been charged or accused of wrongdoing, so stop. And then, like, well, why is this one
of the
top
stories?
It's
probably not good, right?
Yeah, like. They might, and by the way, if they find out he has anything to do with it, he's done. That's it. He will basketball like football.
Basketball would be the least of his worries.
Well, the other thing too, I don't know what ended up happening to the other guy. Besides, he is long gone, and nothing else has been said. But crazy stuff. Hey, we got to go to break here. What a way to start the show this morning, man. We've got some quarterback stuff to get to. We always have. Some quarterback stuff to get to. We've got a lot of stuff coming up in the show this morning. Head coach of the Panthers is going to join us. About time, man. We need a little Coach Maurice. We haven't had him for a while. And then, of course, Mike Florio will join us a little bit later on. But good showing for some University of Miami players. Really, really happy for Jalen Rivers. I really believe those practices for 3 days, they went pretty hard, especially the offensive and defensive linemen. Probably, I mean, the game's going to be important, but all that work with all those coaches and front office members that were there to watch it up close, I think it's going to be good for him, including the assistant offensive line coach for the Miami Dolphins actually coaching some of those guys up. So hopefully this will be good news for the Miami Dolphins as they're all on their way back. Either got back last night or will be coming back this morning after those practices. So right now, though, here on a Friday, I'm going to talk to you about something that you might want to check out this weekend. That's your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. I love talking about South Florida Chevy dealers because I'm a Chevy guy, man. My name is Joe Tahoe Rose because I love the Tahoes and got a 2025 Tahoe that I could talk about every day. Matter of fact, they asked me to please cut back and talk about some other great products. Well, when it comes to cars, trucks, and SUVs, the family's pretty strong right now. Boy, I'll tell you what, have you seen the all-new Equinox? Boy, it's got everything you could ever want with the new convenient driver tech, added dynamic, eye-catching exterior, and you've got yourself an SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability you're really going to like. In the 2025 Traverse, I sat in it because I thought maybe I'd downsize, I'd get a little bit older, but I did go to the big boy and stuck with it with the Tahoe. But I got to tell you, you got to go see the new 2025 Traverse, refined and ready for your family. It really is. It's from the outside looks smaller. It is smaller than a Tahoe, but boy, is it comfortable. It's comfortable and spacious for the whole family. I'm telling you, plenty of room also for the cargo. You've got it all. It's turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. Also gets better performance and efficiency than the previous generation V6. So I'm telling you right now, and I haven't even gotten to Silverado trucks, the legendary Silverado trucks, with those strong engines, powerful engines for you and your lifestyle. Whether you're pulling for work or pulling for pleasure, the boat or anything else, Silverado makes a truck that's absolutely perfect for you and your lifestyle 7 days a week. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers. Take a test drive this week at 14 dealerships throughout South Florida for...
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
For you. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. A big congratulations to Tyler Hero. Going to be a reserve for the Eastern team for the NBA All-Star Game. Of course, a different format this year as well, averaging just over 24 points a game. But I know he really wanted to get it. It's great to have a guy that really wants to play in it, and it's important to get there, unlike Jimmy Butler, who wasn't he chosen? And he said no, or he came up short. He said, good, I didn't want to go anyway, or whatever. Jimmy Butler being Jimmy Butler was.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about that. He didn't get selected ever again.
No. That's a good point.
that ship has sailed.
Yeah, that's a long guy. But he still wants that money part. That money part is...
Tyler Hero stories, that's cool, though, man. It's cool to see him get in. He's playing at a really high level, and it's very cool to see him get in there.
I agree, man. So congratulations to Tyler.
He's still got some upside to him, man. Remember, I know everyone wanted to trade him away.
Look at how much he's still got some upside. Improved. I saw he was like, he's going to be a three-point contest, too.
Yeah, if he could stay healthy, you know, I know that's kind of been the issue. But
hey, listen, he's missed one game.
I know.
One game, and by the way, everybody goes, hey, you're going to miss this. Hey, he goes, no, I'll be back. I'm just taking this one game. And listen, there's a lot of pride. I have a lot of respect for, and he's just gotten a lot better. He's playing with so much confidence. I mean, my TV screams Tyler Hero's confidence. What he walks and shoots and plays and everything else. So congratulations to him, man. That thing is important, and you should play for that. And it's cool to finally get there. And he was sixth man of the year here not too long ago, And now all that talk about coming off the bench or starting, and he's been a good one. So he got selected by the coaches to be in that game. So good stuff there. The Terry Rozier, as it's all over TV this morning, is a weird one, because you're probably like me and going, well, the team has come out. The investigation has said he has not been charged or accused of any wrongdoing. So you're going, okay, so why is this story out there for the unusual gambling pattern that took place in the amount of money on a Rozier bet? And they broke it down what it was from 2023 in March, and had to do with a prop bet, and Rozier was part of it. For I didn't realize this, Woody, you're probably a lot more familiar with this. So it was 32.5 points. For points, rebounds, and assists total. They put total numbers together, and Rozier went out of the game early with 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists, and never came back. And so I guess part of it is he wasn't injured. He was just taken out, or did he take himself out because of injury? Whatever it was, it raised a red flag at that time. And we don't get a lot of red flags. And they have people, we talked about this, matter of fact, yesterday. I just don't know why it's out there. And one of the lead stories today with a picture of Terry Rozier, who, by the way, hadn't played great.
Regardless of what it is, it's not obviously not a good situation. And you asked about Jonte Porter earlier. He's going to prison, man. Like that, you go to prison for these things.
So he's,
I really hope Terry's not involved. I mean, it seems like, you know, the NBA said he's not. So I really truly hope that's not the case.
I would just say this. So Rozier makes, and he's been a, he averaged 23 points a game.
It's not about making money, though.
I know, no, but let me
all do.
But let me get to this. It makes no sense why, when you're making this kind of money and potentially the money he's making 20-something million a year, what are you doing? So that would be my thing. And you know, he's told everybody, hey, I haven't done anything wrong. I have nothing to worry about. Everything I've done is, if I couldn't play or go back into games because I'm injured, or you've taken me out because you want to see other guys play, it has nothing to do. But this world we're in right now, man, because everybody's jumped in bed with these gambling, and it's put a lot more pressure. And by the way, the NFL knew this, and everybody else knew this, like, hey, this is going to be a way for us to make a lot more money. We can buy part of these companies, which the NFL owners have. Some of them own part of these. And with it, I'm just telling you now that everybody knows you're accepting gambling. And we listen, gambling for professional sports been around for a sports in general has been around for a long, long time. It was just all illegal before. That now that you're jumping in the biz and it's billions and billions of dollars, you better police the hell out of your sport to make sure that people aren't getting ripped off on bets. And so that's where they are. And they've got people that do nothing but watch for these type of things. And so just a crazy one. Crazy, crazy one that of all these. And it's Terry Rozier, who, by the way, and I can't say it enough, and hopefully he's legit because he hasn't played really well. He has not.
No way that he's involved in something like that,
right?
Then,
I mean, why is the story out there?
I really hope he's not.
I hope so, too.
He came to the kids' basketball camp, man.
Can you imagine?
I can't tell my son, you know, hey, by the way, you know, Jimmy threw a fit and got traded, and Terry Rozier was point shaving, so he's gone, too. He's actually going to jail. Like, I can't.
It just
I don't
want
to tell him all that in the same week, man. That's
it
tough.
It makes no sense to make that kind of money and do something. That's
yeah, but you don't know what kind of debt these guys get into, right?
And
that's what happened to Jonte Porter. He got in bad with, you know.
I don't. You're right.
How about, like, even the referee, like Tim Donnie, like, these guys got a great career. You got a great job.
I agree.
And they get in with the people.
No, you answered it. You
should
answered
know that from living
why?
Down here, too.
No.
Like, people, it's never enough, right?
Well,
people get very greedy. Jimmy's a good example of that it's never enough.
And not only that, Woody, but at the bottom, they do that addiction thing. They put that in small print. They want you to join their apps and do all this stuff. And they go, by the way, if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-227-GAMBLING.
Yeah, but we're also going to send you like 8 different promos to your directly to your phone every day.
Yes. Got a hot one for you.
You know, the new one.
Jump in on this special code, a free $200.
This is my favorite.
Yeah.
If you go to the Heat game, you get inside the arena and you open the app, they give you a free bet.
Okay.
Pretty awesome, right?
Free.
Just free.
Yeah.
One of the games I went to, they gave you a 20. Last game I went to, they gave you a 10 just for opening the app.
Okay. That's to get you rolling a little bit.
Yeah, we took the over. It was nice. We hit.
All right. Hey, listen, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up here. Boy, that hour with you throw a little Pete Prisco in there. And Pete was on fire yesterday. We had to play that for you. It had to be done here on a Friday, just for the entertainment of Pete Prisco, who we've known for a long, long time. I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, man, this morning. Let's talk about something. You want to hear the good news or the bad news? If you're active, and you probably know this, and very competitive, no matter what age you are, or your family members are, or your good friends are, sooner or later, there's one thing we all have in common, whether you're a professional athlete or just an everyday love sports and love to play them, individual or team sports, you will get injured. That's a fact. I thought it would all go away when I was done playing football. Hell, I'm hurt more now playing tennis than I was when I was a football player. I just want everybody to know that we are lucky we have Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. You don't have to go, I'm going to go to a friend of mine in another state. I hear it's great. We got them right here, man. Baptist Health South Florida sports medicine programs, one of the top 50 in the country. When you put together a bunch of doctors and specialists for operations for every part of the body that have seen every athlete and fixed every kind of from everything in the body, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, they've done it all. And we're talking about an all-star team of doctors, and doctors are with the team every day, take care of our teams, and enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU. Miami Open will be here soon. It'll be you'll see the Baptist Health doctors out there taking care of everybody. And with that, we got great facilities, folks, that everybody can go, high school, college, professional athletes, and all the rest of us go to. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Also at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the practice facility. Got a beautiful place there. And the new facility, 595 in Pine Island, Implantation, Broward County. I don't care if you're east, west, or anywhere around, it's so easy to get to. I mean, it is right off 595, and what a facility. And again, I tell everybody, well, how am I going to see? A lot of those doctors work both Dade and Broward, a few days in each location, so you can see them. We got teams in Broward, obviously. We've got teams in Dade, and we're ready to take great care of you. One goal every day. Just visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.